The Supreme Court ended its session with a bang today, ruling 7-2 that the president can be subpoenaed while in office in a case involving New York prosecutors who want President Trump's financial records. But the court also found in the same 7-2 majority led by Chief Justice Roberts that Congress does not yet have the right to Trump financial information, and both cases were sent back to lower courts for further review. So as legal scholar Jeffrey Toobin put it, a big legal loss for the president. He does not have immunity, but a practical win, while Congress may yet get some of his records, and the New York prosecutors most likely will, nothing will be revealed to the public before the election. Let's get a quick reaction from David Cole, National Legal Director of the American Civil Liberties Union, which filed an amicus brief in the New York case. David, the president argued that as president, he could not be subpoenaed. He called it presidential harassment. The court said he could be by these New York prosecutors. Your reaction?
Well, I think it's a victory, not just for the New York prosecutors, but for the rule of law. The president was essentially arguing that he was above the law, that he could not be compelled to respond to a subpoena that everyone else in the United States would have to respond to. And the Supreme Court resoundingly rejected his argument that he's immune from such subpoenas and that a heightened standard of proof has to be established to require him to turn over his records. He's obligated to turn over his records like anyone else in the United States, and that's a victory for the rule of law.
And yet it's a process that takes time. It will be secretive in part and will not happen before the election. Your thoughts on that?
That's the nature of law. It doesn't move swiftly, and grand juries are secret for good reasons. But the important principle here is, should a president be able to put himself above the law, to refuse to comply with subpoenas that every other American citizen would have to comply with? And that was President Trump's argument, very forcefully made, and it was very forcefully rejected by the Supreme Court, including by the two justices that he appointed, Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh.
David Cole, National Legal Director of the American Civil Liberties Union, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let's now bring in David K. Johnston, the former New York Times investigative reporter, tax policy specialist, and Trump biographer. David, we just heard David Cole say that this is a legal victory, whether or not we see, as Americans, we see the president's tax returns almost doesn't matter. We know you believe very strongly that it does matter. Why?
Well, I think this is a very weaselly decision by the Supreme Court. It was totally expected that the court would hold, as David Cole pointed out, that the president is not immune. But the court punted here. The court could have said the subpoena from the New York prosecutors can be enforced. Secondly, the House Ways and Means Committee operates under Section 6103 of the tax code, which says that the Treasury shall turn over tax records on request. It's the same law that applies to the president. He can look at anybody's tax returns. All he has to do is make a request. So I think what the court did here is, instead of ordering immediate enforcement of the subpoenas by the Ways and Means Committee and the Manhattan prosecutors, as happened in the Nixon Watergate tapes case, they sent it back for what will be months, possibly years of litigation. And that is very troubling. I suspect we will learn eventually that the only way the Chief Justice could avoid a 5-4 decision was to make this procedural compromise. The court should have acted when it mattered so that we would know before the election what's going on.
Well, and there is speculation that John Roberts wanted to have as close to a unanimous decision as there was in the Nixon case as he could get. But remember also in the Nixon case, right, before that could be litigated, President Nixon stepped down under the pressure of knowing that eventually it would be. David K. Johnston, what do you think we need to know? What is it that you want to know from the president's personal taxes or the money that he allegedly paid as hush money?
Well, there is abundant evidence in the public record already that Donald Trump and his family are longtime garden variety tax cheats on a grand scale. The New York prosecutors already know his federal tax information. What they don't have are the actual returns as well as the drafts of his returns, the business records, and internal documents, which both his accounting firm and others have indicated they will turn over if the subpoenas are enforced.
Mm. Germany's Deutsche Bank,
yes,
has been Trump's main lender in recent years. They have admitted guilt in a scheme to accept large suspicious transactions from Russians. I'm assuming you're looking to find out more about that.
Well, the expectation is that the loans that were made by Deutsche Bank to Donald Trump when no other bank would loan money to him were backed by deposits made with Deutsche Bank by various Russian criminal elements. And that's who the oligarchs are. They're the Putin's criminal gang. And if, in fact, Donald Trump's loans were made by Deutsche Bank only because there were offsetting deposits or letters of credit from Russian criminals, we really need to know that because it's fundamental to our national security.
David K. Johnston, former New York Times investigative reporter, tax policy specialist, Trump biographer. David, thank you.
Thank you.